She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 214, How to Break Societal Norms and Do It Your Way with Lizzie Cutler.
Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, a collective of interviews with top female entrepreneurs from around the globe who have done it their way. These women are disruptors, savvy, courageous, confident, innovative, decisive, unconventional, and humble. Our ladies have proven business models, have taken risks, and have failed only for success to follow. Join us as they share their stories, behaviors, habits, mindset, thought processes, and what it is like to be a woman who means business. And now, here's your host, Amanda Bolin.
Hey, She Did It Her Way listeners. Hello, friends. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Happy Monday. Here we are again. I'm so excited for today's episode. But before I get into that, I want to let you guys know that for She Did It Her Way 2018 Summit, save the date for April. It's going to be in Chicago. I'm still nailing down the exact date, but also want to let you know that there is a speaker submission on the website. So if you yourself or you know of anyone that would be interested in speaking at the summit, please either fill that out yourself or forward it on to that person so she can fill it out as well. And we are taking contributor applications. So if you'd like to write for She Did It Her Way or you have this expertise that you want to share, also catch those contributor applications on the website as well. Now, for today's podcast episode, we are sitting down with Lizzie Cutler, and Lizzie walks us through her entire path about how she has broken societal norms by, in her definition, taking a left versus going right. And that is all talking about how we go against societal norms, and especially as an entrepreneur. I'm sure a lot of us have experienced that. I know I have. And this is such an amazing conversation with Lizzie. So in this podcast episode with Lizzie, we're talking about how to not let your fears overtake your life, having the courage to step away from a situation that your heart is just not invested in, how to follow your intuition and instincts, discover what your money blocks are. I'm telling you, this is a really candid conversation, and I'm so grateful for Lizzie opening up and sharing her story with us as well. And as a side note, again, there is some background noise, but it does not interfere with you being able to tune in and listen to Lizzie's story. Hey friends, for today's podcast episode, I have partnered with FreshBooks. And before I dive into who and what FreshBooks is and what they do, I want to share how grateful I am for the sponsors of this podcast. Because of them, it allows me to free up my time to focus on content building and serving you guys, my people, my listeners, to help grow your business and create profits in your business. And now, speaking of profits and business, let's get back to FreshBooks. So you guys have all heard me talk about them, but I've never gotten into the nitty-gritty as to why I absolutely love them. So FreshBooks is ridiculously easy accounting software designed with the freelancer or service-based businesses in mind. And it is extremely intuitive, and the user interface when you log in actually makes you want to hang out for a bit longer versus some other accounting systems that can be extremely overwhelming. So I use FreshBooks for my contract work, and it makes it super easy to create an invoice, follow up, draft an invoice so that I never forget to collect money, and create expense reports. Also in FreshBooks, they have this amazing time tracker. So you can not only keep track of your time, but if you use contractors, you can invite them to your team and actually watch and have them keep track of their time. So everything I just shared is from personal experience, and it is not from some script. I've actually had interaction. I've used the product, and their customer service team is amazing. So if you're in need of a software, accounting software, head on over to freshbooks.com/she and then enter in She Did It Her Way in the How Did You Hear About Us box. So now on to the show.
So the meditation, what you do now, wasn't always something that, like, go back to what you were doing prior to.
So I graduated college with a theater degree, mm-hmm. and was like, now what? Like, literally, like, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to stay in LA and be an actress. So I was a mortgage loan officer.
Yes.
I didn't know what a W-2 was. I didn't know what a mortgage, I didn't know nothing. I had never taken a finance class. Did that because, like, it was when the industry was booming and you could do no wrong. So I jumped in there, made money, bought a condo, was miserable.
Uh-huh.
And my boss pulled me in and was like,
this was in LA area.
This was here.
Oh, this was in Chicago. Okay.
My boss was like, you completely hate your job. You have to go. you got to stop. You got to move on. You're like 23, 24 years old. You can't be miserable yet. Mm-hmm. And then I worked for it. It was the best.
No, I love it. It was like, you can't be miserable yet.
Right.
Like, it's too soon.
It's too soon. Don't sell your soul yet.
Yeah.
And then I worked as a project manager for a custom home builder. Also, like how did I land there? I have no idea. That was really intense. And then I was a executive assistant at a hedge fund.
Oh my, whoa.
And when they hired me, they were like, all right, you're going to be really bored. Like, you're going to be opening our mail and answering phones and stuff. I was like, great. I kind of need to be bored. I'm going to work from 9 to 5, work out during lunch, like dream job. Let's go.
Yeah.
And it was during that time that I fell in love, and his job sent him to Tokyo. So
did he work at the hedge fund too?
Or he worked at a different fund. Okay. So like we knew each other through that.
Yeah.
And I eventually went to Tokyo, did my yoga teacher training, started meditating daily, and that was when things really started opening up. Like the intuitive piece started opening up. I started understanding that there's energy around us and that things aren't happening to me, but they're happening for me. And there's like a flow happening that I could either be, you know, a victim to, or I could be part creator in. And I clearly wanted to be part creator.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how, and I didn't know how to deal with any of it or work with any of it. And we moved back to Chicago, and like, I think it was a year later, my now ex-husband came to me and said, we're going to move to Hong Kong next. And I was like, we're not.
Like, oh my God. Oh,
maybe you should go and I should stay. And it was just a very like easy transition out of that.
Yeah.
Out of the like, out of the marriage, out of the, yeah, it was just like, it was done. I was going one direction. He was going another. Not to say I blame my meditation and yoga practice, but the meditation really woke me up to who I actually am.
Yeah, and you can't deny that.
I was trying to be.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a housewife, and I really wanted to be, but, like, it just wasn't going to work for me. So I stayed in Chicago. He moved. And once we were apart, like, I kept up my meditation practice. And at some point, I started really getting these intuitive hits of, like, I would know someone was going to turn the corner before she did. I would know who was texting me before they sent a text. And I was like, these are all really cool, but what am I supposed to do with this? Like,
yeah.
Now what? And I was telling my friend about it. She's like, a girlfriend I know went and did this training with a woman who's a psychic in Chicago. You should talk to this girl. So I went to the girl, got the story, and then went to this woman who did this training, and I had a session with her, and it was an amazing session. And at the end of it, like, I walked in, sat down, she's like, oh, you're a healer, and goes into this whole thing, which was amazing to hear, but I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, yeah. What do I do with that? Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, you can swear. Okay. I'll just, yeah, I think you can. It'll be fine. Okay. You guys, hopefully you're okay with it.
And I, at the end of the session, I was like, will you teach me? These crazy things are happening to me. Will you help me? And she's like, no, I'm done. I'm retiring. I'm not doing this anymore. I was like, shit. All right. And I left. And a few days later, I called her and I'm like, I just have a bunch of questions about our session. Can I come in for another session? And I went back in at the end of that session. She was like, okay, I'm going to train you. I found someone else to work with. I needed the yin to your yang.
Oh.
So I could train you guys together.
So what is the yin to your yang?
She was a little more grounded and mellow, where I was like, I want to work, I want to do this, how am I going to create a living out of this, like, go, go, go.
Yeah.
The other woman was had a really unbelievable gift and had already known how to work it and was a bit older and more developed and just like chill about the whole thing. So I was a little bit of a spaz and she was super chill.
Okay.
It was a really good balance. And Dorothy, this woman, we worked with her for maybe like 2 or 3 months, and she literally showed me how to use my gifts. And then a few months later, I worked with my now very good friend, Steph, who's one of the most incredible channels and healers that I've ever met. And I was sitting down with Steph for our first session together, and she's like, Lizzie, you hear? I'm like, no, I don't. I really, like, I don't get any of that stuff. Like, you know, clairaudient, claircognizant, she's like going through all the things.
Like
clairvoyance is, you can, you know.
I don't know.
So there's all these different modalities of channeling. Oh. So clairaudient is that you hear things. And I was like I don't hear voices. I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. She's like, Lizzie, they're telling me very clearly that you do. I'm like, but like, is it you? And then she explained to me how. And I was like, well, yeah, I hear that.
Wait, okay, give us an example.
So for me, it's like it's not me hearing a voice the way you're speaking to me, but there's something that I hear or get like this, like a raindrop of knowledge, like something just like drops in. Mm. And it's this knowing and this other voice that's not mine. You know, we have the conversations in our head, right? Like yeah. The constant mind chatter. It's something different.
Oh.
And I always just thought it was like my own version of crazy. She's like, no, you're channeling, like you're hearing. So I had done a Reiki training a while before. And so I was still doing Reiki at home on clients. And I noticed when I had my hands at someone's head or like over certain parts of their chakras, I would get these visions. I would hear things. I always thought I was making this up. Mm. But I started trusting it and saying, listen, I'm going to start throwing out whatever I'm seeing. Some of it's going to be completely off and maybe something will hit, but I'm just going to start saying what I'm hearing. And it ended up being all really clear, cool information. Like, oh, you're describing my dad and that's his personality and we've been arguing and...
Oh my God.
And I would get the message of like, call your dad. And then they would explain why. So none of it ever really made sense to me.
Sure.
But once I started speaking it, then they could put it together and it would make sense to whoever I was working on. So that was sort of step two. And then, and this whole time, like I'm teaching yoga and meditation and trying to figure out my new single life and loving every step of it, even though it was like the most, hopefully that was the most challenging of my life. But, you know, up to this point, it was excruciating.
Like trying to figure, like moving through, being on your own, figuring out what do I do with
yes.
Like, I mean, I got to imagine too, that's got to be like an intense time of just, I mean, did you feel lost or what was that feeling or how could you describe it?
I was terrified, like from a financial perspective. I was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to go from a very comfortable, lovely life to being totally broke and I don't want to be broke. And I've literally thought that when I got divorced, I was going to be broke for the rest of my life. No one would ever love me again. I would be single for the rest of my life and I would just be alone. And at some point it was too terrifying to stay in that marriage and know that I would never be loved again and that I would never feel the love I was looking for than the thought of leaving. And I always say to people like that moment, you know, don't jump until the thought of staying is worse than whatever fear it is that you're facing. That's when you jump. And I started this whole thing on Turn Left, like this whole campaign called Turn Left, which we can talk about another time. About
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So
feel free to dive into it.
I wish I had a card with me. Turn Left is the concept that we all have these moments in life where, you know, we're faced with some big, scary crossroads where we know what our heart wants to do, but our mind and our community and our society and our teaching tells us to stay safely on track. Mm. And there's that moment where on the card it says, life presents us with choice moments where you can stay safely on track. You deserve more, you choose more, you turn left. And I realized that we all have these fears and these doubts that we face in those moments, and those fears are very real and very tangible. And they're visceral, right? Like they live in us. And until you're ready to face those fears, you're just stuck. Mm-hmm. You're stuck in the mud. You're stuck in situations that don't serve, whether it's a job or a lifestyle or a relationship or whatever it is. And it's when we choose to face those fears that A, our life opens up, and B, you realize those fears are total bullshit. Like, of course I'm not going to be alone for the rest of my life. I have love and abundance everywhere I look, mm-hmm. right? In friends, in family, in everything I can think of, in my career. I'm not going to be broke forever. I'm doing something that I love, and so abundance flows to me in ways right. I could have never imagined. And so now, when I'm faced with those moments again, I sort of have this, like, you know, in Yiddish we would say chutzpah. Like, I have the cojones to say, screw that. This fear is not keeping me stuck again. I refuse to stay stuck, and I'm going to turn left. And so I, like, kind of in a meditation had this idea to have postcards that say this whole thing, and on the back, you write where you turned left, and then post it on social media and inspire others to take their turn, right? Like calling off an engagement, leaving a job that pays you 300 grand a year because you want to be a yoga teacher. Whatever it is, quitting grad school because it just doesn't serve you.
Those are big turn lefts.
Big mamas.
Yeah.
Big mamas. And so I teach these practices around it of like, think of the fears that were keeping you stuck. And then what happened as soon as you made the decision? What was the reality of those fears? Because we never really stop and look back, right? We just power ahead. And like when I stop and look back at how much of my life and my poor ex-husband's life that like we spent trying to force this thing to work when we both knew it didn't, but we were both, and I don't know what his fears were, but I was so stuck in my own fears that, you know, like now I can look back and say like, I love you and I respect you and I honor you and I wish you well. And God, am I happy I'm not married to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lizzie, for facing those fears and having the balls to get up and own your own life and be willing to be broke and be willing to not be married and be a single girl and take the risk for us, for your heart, for your dreams and your own goals. And like, the world opened up. The world completely opened up. So as soon as I did that, and I started the turn left thing, a girlfriend of mine said, I'm in this group online. It's like a, you know, $99 a month thing. It's called the Prosperity Prescription with this woman in the UK, and she shows you how to shift your money blocks.
Oh.
And I was like, well, that's gotta be a load of crap. Like, how could that possibly work? And she's like, just do it with me for a month. Let's just see if it works. And so I signed up and it was all on Facebook. You never talked to this woman. You never met her, nothing. But I jumped in and the first month I made an extra $4,000. Like,
shut up.
Not trying.
What was your money block?
Well, so I didn't even know what a money block was. But in, so I ended up doing a training with Michelle. Like 2 months later, I noticed how much of my life had changed. Uh-huh. How many things had changed. And that it wasn't just money coming in, it was like pure abundance.
Sure.
Like I spent a month being like, holy shit, it's Wednesday and I'm like excited about my life. And I love what I get to do today. And I woke up at 4:30 this morning to teach yoga at 5 a.m. and I'm stoked to do it. Like my life is killing it. And I wasn't making a ton of money, but I made more money than I needed.
Yeah.
And I had friends and I was doing what I wanted to do and I loved my family and I was like, I just feel really good. And Michelle had posted that she was doing a training and I was like, I'm in. And it was in Manchester, UK.
Oh my, what?
And I was like, whatever, I'm just gonna go. Like it was more money than I'd ever spent on anything. And I got on the phone with her and we were talking and she's like, yeah, babe, you've gotta come here. You've gotta do this. And I was like, you're right. And I went. And it's called energy editing. And Michelle focuses on money blocks. And Michelle shifts your money blocks. And she is a badass entrepreneur in that regard. And she uses muscle testing and she's amazing at it. And she taught me her craft. And when I was there doing the training, I was like, all right, so Michelle, I'm kind of getting all these intuitive hits while we're doing this. Is it cool if I kind of bring that into what we're doing? And I did a little session on
her. What were some of your intuitive hits that were coming? Like,
well, I was like practicing. You know, we would practice on each other and work. And while people were doing these edits, I was like, okay,
but
by
wait,
the way.
What are these? Like, walk us. Like, if we're right there, what are we doing when we do these edits?
So the edits are, so if you imagine like an empty funnel when we're born. This is how Michelle describes it. It's my favorite visualization. Like an empty funnel of energy flowing when we're born. The meridians, the chakra system, all beautiful and open. And then you're like 3, 4, 5 years old and you start picking up little nuggets that we all take as truth because we don't know how to discern fact from fiction, especially from adults. So we'll hear someone say, you have to work really hard if you're going to be successful. That gets stored as a fact, as truth. When in reality, when you look around the world, people are born into money all the time. Like, money falls into people's laps all the time.
Right.
So that's not a fact that you have to work hard for your money. That's a decision, right? That's a limiting belief. We have all these fears of, like, if I'm wealthy, then my family won't relate to me, or then I'll be responsible for everyone that I know, or then everyone will want to borrow money from me, or like it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going to be exhausted. I'm going to lose my life, my work-life balance. I'm not going to be a good mom if I'm making a ton of money, because I'm going to be so busy that the job is going to take over my life.
Mm.
And it goes with everything. It goes with relationships. Like, if I realized that I had a fear that if I found my next partner, my next husband or whatever, that I would get so wrapped up in his life that I would lose my own light. Because I'm that kind of girl, right? Like, I fall into a guy, and that was my pattern, was that I would fall into someone.
Sure.
And I was like, I love the work that I'm creating right now. I don't want to fall into a guy. And I had to release that and realize the guy that I'm looking for doesn't want to be fallen into. And I was able to sort of create my new vision of, I get to stand on my own pedestal as a goddess and a queen. And I'm not looking for a prince. I'm looking for a king. And I'm going to make that man a king. And he's going to make me his queen. And, like, I'm going to run the show and he's going to execute. And we're going to work side by side and hold hands. He's not above me. Mm-hmm. And he sure as shit is not below me. I want someone next to me who can hold my energy and hold his own. And I'm going to support him and hold my own. And I want a partner. But I didn't even know. Like, it wasn't until working with Michelle and doing my own energy edits and doing all the work. Because all that stuff gets programmed in when we're so little.
Yeah.
That we never know any other way of being.
Right.
So back to the funnel. Like, then you have all these bits of gravel.
It's like, how does the energy even flow?
It's stuck. It's completely stuck. So using the chakra system and using muscle testing, I'm able to figure out where the blockage is and the exact language. So, you know, for me, if someone had said to me, wealthy people are evil, that wouldn't really mean anything to me, because I've never had that belief. I've never felt that way, right? But I did have a fear of being wealthy, because I felt like being wealthy meant that I had to wear really uncomfortable clothes and go to, like, galas and events and eat bad food and, like, be at these events,
right,
co-chairing and being on the board and whatever. And I was like, oh shit, if I have all that money, I can give it away wherever I want. Like, I don't have to go to those things if I don't want to.
Right.
And I might go and they might be really amazing. I have no idea. But I was limiting myself out of that fear. And as I've been shifting these things, like...
Where was that, like, on the chakra system for you? Or what would be an example of having, like, shifting energy chakra work that's related to your money mindset?
It depends on each person. So each person, as I'm testing, it kind of, it varies. Like, sometimes it's in the root and it's in your security and your stability. Sometimes it's in the heart, where you're just so terrified of opening your heart because of the vulnerability that creates. And we all know that, like, vulnerability is the source of connection and love and light and abundance. And it's really varied for each person. And I think for me, a lot of it was sort of in my power center in Manipura. And it was a lot about not enoughness. Feeling like someone always knew more, someone always had a better degree, someone was better qualified. I had this thing about, like, I don't get the tech side, and so my website's not quite legit enough, and, like, all this bullshit that was keeping me really small and really keeping me from even presenting what I do. And, you know, I had gone from teaching yoga to teaching meditation to doing this energy work. And it was like baby steps to helping change people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I get such a charge and so much love back from watching my clients shift. And it's one of my, like, she's now become a dear friend. She was a client. She came to me and she said, I really want to create a new job. I'm miserable. And I am so anxious about the whole process. I can't even put a resume together. And... like, you could feel it. You could feel the anxiety in her of, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I don't want to go on interviews. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to leave my really comfortable position where I'm making enough money. I have a really nice lifestyle. Who am I to complain? And she would get wrapped up in this web. And so we started, and I believe it was 3 or 4 months later, she called me and she's like, Lizzie, another department from my firm reached out. They said they're creating this new position. They're not even interviewing for it. They want me to take it. I'm going to be making more money working in a different department. So like new boss, new crew, new team, and I don't have to interview.
Oh my gosh.
And within those months, we still had maybe 1 or 2 sessions left. Within that time, she had dropped 2 clothing sizes. She'd always struggled with her weight. Dropped 2 clothing sizes, like had an unbelievable relationship change with her family, her parents. Like she was able to sort of come clean about how powerful and magical she is with her mom and dad. And so their relationship completely changed. Like
I used to, like, and when you're talking about the weight shifting.
Yeah.
I was talking to my friend the other night too, because she actually is on the path, like she can channel.
Yeah.
And she was saying how like weight shifts in terms of when we take the weight of the world and we put it onto us and we consume the energy of other people and things. So yeah,
you hold energy.
It's crazy how that happens. Sorry, go ahead.
So like working with her was one of those, you know, beyond aha moments. It was like, okay, in yoga, I can only create so much change. Like, it's beautiful for people to come up to me after class and say, like, this was the highlight of my week, or I love taking class, I feel better all day. And the meditation was like, oh my gosh, I'm a better parent, I'm a better employer, I'm a better person on the days that we meditate. The energy work was like, I'm changing my life by doing this work with you. Like, it had a longer lasting power. There's a word that I'm not coming up with, but do you know what I mean? Like the impact was so much bigger.
It's like long term. And
oh, I was like, oh, this is the good stuff. Yeah. Like this is a drug I need more of.
Sure.
And now I'm working with entrepreneurs and lawyers and bankers and CEOs and startup people and like walk of earth that comes to me and says, I have this thing, I'm sick of feeling stuck, now what? And the reality is, it's never about the money, right? Like, the money stuff kind of comes in like, all right, I'm making $100,000 and I can't go above that. I have this ceiling that I can't get past. And that's a limiting belief, right? Like, that's about money blocks. There's something in there that is keeping you small because you're afraid of what happens after you're making more money,
right?
Whatever that number is. And so it's never about the actual dollar, right? It's what is it that you want to be feeling that you're afraid to feel? And how do we get you more comfortable feeling that? Well, we get you more comfortable feeling that by shifting the thing that's keeping you stuck. And you do the work. Like, I'm providing the space and I'm showing you how, but you do the work on you. So you become your own healer. And that, to me, is more empowering than anything else.
Ugh.
Like, it's just so cool. It's so phenomenal.
Love it.
It's just, it's amazing.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Again, if you're just starting out with your business and you need an accounting software that is simple and easy to use, check out FreshBooks at freshbooks.com/she and enter in She Did It Her Way in the How Did You Hear About Us box.
Thanks for tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. Did you like this episode? Head on over to iTunes.com to leave us a rating and a review. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com, where you can subscribe to our email list so you can receive the inside scoop on our latest episode released each Monday. Now, do us a favor and go make it a great week.